The biggest investment in the history of the Czech state has finally been agreed. After several months of negotiation, the South Korean carmaker Hyundai announced on Monday that it's going to invest up to $1.2 billion in a giant plant in North Moravia, providing thousands of much-needed jobs. Ian Willoughby has more.
Mohu vám oznámit jasnou zprávu. Hyundai přichází do České republiky.
I have clear news for you. Hyundai is coming to the Czech Republic, a smiling Minister of Industry and Trade, Milan Urban, announces on Monday. It really is big news. Hyundai's new factory in Nošovice, North Moravia, will create 3,000 direct jobs and another 10,000 or so indirect jobs, that in a part of the country with high unemployment. Evgen Toshinovsky is the region's governor.
I'm glad that the conditions that have been agreed are such that it really could have a significant impact on Moravia Silesia. But I must say it is above all an important investment for the Czech Republic, because it will be felt outside the borders of our region.
Indeed it will. Once the plant goes into full operation, it's expected to increase Czech GDP by 1.5% in the first stage and 2.5% in the second. It will produce up to 300,000 vehicles a year. Hyundai's vice president, Kim In-so, says locating in Moravia, near a sister Kia plant in Slovakia, is a key part of the company's long-term strategy.
It's very important as our global strategy is that we need our European plant for our global strategies, and it will be the main part of our strategies. It's almost finished, and we agreed to do the very good job, win-win situation, so no problems.
The state agency Czech Invest played a major part in mediating the Hyundai deal. I asked its head of public relations, Alžbeta Hansová, just how significant it will be for the Czech economy.
I think we can compare it to the TPCA project. It's not...
Which is a car plant in Kolín.
Yes, in Karplan and Kolín, it doesn't occur every day. Sincerely, frankly said, we do not expect any such big investment in next few years, so it's a really break point for us, and we are glad that it's finalized now.
Negotiations lasted a few months. What were the sticking points, and why do you think they chose in the end to invest in the Czech Republic?
We think they were focused on the Czech Republic from the very beginning, but as the sum they plan to invest is such a huge sum of money, of course there are so many details that had to be discussed, and as you heard, there are three parties negotiating: the Czech Republic, the Moravian Silesian region, and which bears really the burden of preparation of land and then the skilled people and transportation. So when you take together all the complexities, and so you see it's a long process, and every single thing or issue has to be negotiated and approved by all the parties.
A binding memorandum has been signed. The full contract will be signed in May, I understand. But will you and your team at Czech Invest be celebrating now?
Well, first of all, we have to say that we expect a lot more work now, because it's not the end, it's the beginning. So we, of course, are quite celebrating, because we now are sure of what we can expect in the future. But it's going to be a lot work.
And that was Alžbeta Hansová, the head of public relations for the state agency Czech Invest, ending that report by Ian Willoughby.